Dogs, Falcons, Yellow Jackets, Hawks, Eagles. From the heart of Georgia, it's the Bill Shank Show.
Hour number four of our broadcast. Welcome back, and thank you very much for being with us. I'm Bill Shanks with Russell Brown. We are live from on location today on the deck here at the Wild Wing Cafe on Lake Joy Road here in Warner Robins on this absolutely perfect Friday afternoon, early evening here in Middle Georgia. If you're listening to us on 98.3, if you ever come to Warner Robins, we invite you to come to the Wild Wing Cafe. Great food here every single day. Great environment and setting out here on the deck where you can have a cocktail, have some great food, and enjoy yourself, and hopefully great weather as we're having here today. They've got a little covered area as well, and just really, really nice. Love the design of this Wild Wing Cafe restaurant with the ability to have the deck out here. And we are watching the sun kind of go down behind us, slowly but surely. It'll be down in an hour and a half or so, I guess. Great food here. Chicken wings, chicken fingers, chicken feathers, wraps, salads, sandwiches, hamburgers. They've got it all here at the Wild Wing Cafe. 33 different wing sauces. Just great food, and that's why we're here. And, of course, you can also watch sports here with plenty of TVs all over the place, including here on the patio where you can see the games tonight. I tell you what, might not be a bad thing to be here about 8 o'clock. It's going to get a little chilly tonight, but maybe 8 o'clock once that sun's going down and you can watch the basketball and have a little dinner out here on the porch. I like that idea a lot. They've also got, of course, the Macon location, Shops at River Crossing on Riverside Drive in Macon, and just great food, great environment, great restaurant, bar, of course, televisions all around. Great place to watch a game here at the Wild Wing Cafe, both here on Lake Joy Road in Warner Robins and on Riverside Drive, the Shops River Crossing in Macon, GA as well. So we invite you to come. If you've ever come before, we hope you'll come back. If you have not, we invite you to come and check it out. Our phone lines are open for this segment at area code 478-646-ESPN. 646-3776. We're talking a lot of Braves baseball today, unfortunately, because the Braves lost yesterday and how they lost and what happened in the loss. Buddy on Twitter, it's funny how nobody had a trouble with the Donaldson signing when it happened and actually thought it was a great sign. But after one game, the same people were calling it a horrible move. Well, I'm going to disagree with you to some extent. I think it's very logical to ask the question, Buddy, after the game yesterday, of was the allocation of financial resources appropriate considering the need in the bullpen and the lack of need at the position that Donaldson has subsequently filled?
And I think also, too, you know, it's like time doesn't stand still after Donaldson gets signed. I think there was also an assumption, because it happened so early it happened before the winter meetings, that they were still going to address the bullpen. And they never addressed the bullpen. Now you got a guy sitting in third base that makes $23 million. So that's probably why you didn't hear a lot of people complaining about it at the time. Because at the time, it was like, okay, cool, former American League MVP. He brings some power to the lineup. They don't have that. Who are they going to go get for the bullpen? And then the answer was nobody. So I think, you know, you kind of have to look at how that dynamic did change from the time he was signed until opening day. That has to be factored into it.
I still wonder if that meeting in Denver with Liberty Media has something to do with all this. Think about the timing now. Donaldson and McCann were signed early, late November. 2 weeks later, Alex Anthopoulos goes to the winter meetings. He leaves the winter meetings early to go to a meeting in Denver with Liberty Media. If Terry McGuirk is the point man for the Braves with Liberty Media, why does Alex Anthopoulos have to go meet with the brass in Denver with Liberty Media? Were they telling him, hold the phone, calm your jets, you're not going to have the money that you think you're going to have? I mean, the other day he talked about the fact that, all right, he did the Matt Kemp deal to free up money. All right, well, you did the Matt Kemp deal, and we hoped at the same time that the revenue from the stadium would allow the payroll to increase. And instead, the payroll's gone down. Why would the payroll go down when the stadium is making record amounts of revenue and profit? Why? That's not a logical question. Yeah, it is. They don't want to answer the damn thing, you know? And I just think it's unfortunate, and here's the reason. I heard in spring training that the players were pissed they weren't going after Craig Kimbrell or weren't signing Craig Kimbrell because they wanted Craig Kimbrell. They knew that the situation of the bullpen was sketchy even before the daggum injuries to Mentor and Vizcaino. It was a question mark before that. Freddie Freeman, you know Freddie Freeman and Brian McCann wanted Craig Kimbrell. You know why? They played with the guy. They know him. They know him better than we do. They know how much he wanted to be a Brave. They know how much he cherished being a Brave and how he didn't want to leave. So, anyway, this bullpen continues to be a question mark. Unfortunately, because of what Alex Anthopoulos did to bring in Josh Donaldson, you cannot ignore that topic. Yeah, I like the power hitting Josh Donaldson. I like the addition of another power hitter. But what was the need? Did the need of a power hitter supersede the need for a bullpen piece or two?
No.
That's the question.
See, and that's it. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that power wasn't a need, but if it's an either-or conversation, I mean, yesterday speaks for itself. And I think also at the time of the Josh Donaldson signing, if we felt like it was an either-or conversation, we would have lost our mind. You know, if that, like, you know, like sometimes the Falcons will make a move, and it'll set me off just a little bit. I don't know if you've ever experienced that. Just upset me a little.
Week or two ago, you were kind of out of control there, a big boy.
But see, the thing when that is, the reason that happens with in the pros is because there's a hard salary cap.
Right.
So you know, you kind of know what the team's working with. In this scenario, you don't know what the team's working with. And I mean, it was almost like the bullpen was such an issue in 2018, you didn't even give a second thought to the fact that Josh Donaldson could possibly be it as far as signings were concerned because the need was so glaring and so obvious. But unlike a professional football team, we don't know what kind of finances they're working with. So there was just this assumption of, well, okay, cool, now they're going to go fix the bullpen, and it never happened.
But when you hear the reports of how much revenue and profits coming from SunTrust Park, and what did they say 4.5, 5 years ago? Well, having the ballpark is going to give us a bigger payroll. When you had a chance to compliment a young team who won the division last year with more young talent, more good talent. And look, I think if I do believe, and I'm taking it up for Alex Anthopoulos here, if he had the chance, if he had had the shot really to bring in a star stud pitcher like Corey Kluber, I think he would have tried that. Well, I think he would have. I don't know.
You know, here's the thing, though. We've heard we've got financial flexibility. We can go bank a big move if we need to. We were really close on a big deal. Okay, you're turning into the boy that cried wolf here. I mean, we've almost been this, and we've almost had that, and we've got just about had this a lot.
You don't want to call somebody a liar, but it's kind of too much, isn't it?
I'm not saying he's not telling the truth, but isn't it about time to land somebody?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, okay, we were close. Okay, well, I don't want to be close next time. Let's get it done. Close isn't good enough.
And the only two that he got, though, listen to this, the only two he got was somebody who he had had before and somebody who had been here before.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess, and I do believe what they're saying when they start talking about leverage. Because you don't want to take your leverage away. But I would be okay. Well, I wouldn't be okay. But I think I would be less frustrated by what I saw yesterday if they literally said, well, for the first few years we're in this ballpark, we're going to try to pay off the debt so we can be sure to give Acuña $40 million per in 5 years.
Right.
And then, oh, okay. Well, yeah. Well, don't let him walk. That's that. Because right now, if you're the general manager of the Atlanta Braves, making sure he retires in Atlanta Brave, I know we're talking about a guy that hadn't even played a full season in the majors yet. You saw what he did yesterday. You've got this guy can't leave Atlanta. If this guy leaves Atlanta, you might as well pack up the stadium and go play somewhere else because you will turn Braves fans off forever.
No, there's no doubt. You've got to keep him. That is a must, but at the expense of how many seasons? You don't want to call someone a liar.
Right.
And look, we're lied to a lot of sports fans. Let's be honest. We are. We're lied to a lot. They think we're stupid. They being sports coaches, managers, general managers, owners, they think we're stupid. It's like when that stupid article came out when they did the interview with Schultz and O'Brien in The Athletic, and McGurk and Alex. That didn't come off well, because you know why? They said things that we knew they were full of crap with. We knew. They were wrong. And then we see, the like the week after, an announcement about how the Braves are building a new skyscraper. Get a stinking relief pitcher before you build a skyscraper. But when people hear that, that makes it hard to not bring up stuff like, all right, well, if you didn't need a third baseman, you had one here and one on the way, why would you go get one when you needed bullpen help and now your bullpen's just blown the lead in the first game of the season? It's a logical question, man. It's very logical. And it's crazy is what it is. It's crazy. And in a way, I'm not surprised. Like yesterday, I chuckled. Not because I was happy that it happened, but because there was no surprise in it. Why would I be surprised that Luke Jackson went to bed? I saw him do it all year last year.
Yeah.
And that's what you got to fix and get off your roster when you know that that kid should not be on your team.
You could almost make the argument he didn't went to bed. This is just what he does. Yeah, you know.
Like, true. You're right.
That was your typical, Lucas, that was your typical outing.
I saw him last year when I was in San Diego. The Braves were killing him the first game, Russ. And there wasn't nobody there. And I go watch the last inning of the game in above third base because it was kind of near where I would leave to go to the hotel that I was at down the street. He kept on walking people. Now, like, they're fixing to lose this lead here. It's like they were like 12-2. And all of a sudden, he loaded the bases, and I'm like, and then he gave up a grand, and it was 12-6 in a heartbeat. Did the same thing he did yesterday. And I'm like, that guy should never pitch another game for the Braves. And then it's like, why did they keep him? Somebody called up earlier and said, you know, it was Bob. Bob called up earlier and said, they had a chance to get rid of Sam Freeman. They had to pay Sam Freeman $300 million to get rid of him. They should have done that in the offseason. They could have released him all together. They kept Adam Duvall and then Aroldis Vizcaino. Could they have not let Vizcaino go? Here's the sad part. If they could have taken Vizcaino's money and put it toward a better closer than him, especially if they knew that, I just think they planned it poorly. It was a poorly planned all season, and it did not address your biggest issue. I have no problem with this starting rotation. I don't. I'm fine with the kids starting tomorrow. They may wet the bed. We may come on here on Monday and say, oh, my God, we can't wait to get Fulte and Gossman back. But I want to see the kid pitchers. I want to see Bryce Wilson. I want to see Kyle Wright. I want to see Max Fried. But good grief, the bullpen. We've already seen Lucas Jackson. We've already seen him. You know how they got Luke Jackson? Sit down for this one. They acquired him from Texas for Tyrell Jenkins, who was the other piece in the Shelby Miller deal from St. Louis. Can you believe that? I mean, that's where they got Luke Jackson from. And he's just been stinking awful. I mean, what do you say, 5.47?
His career ERA, yeah. This is career. 90-plus appearances now in the major leagues.
90?
Yeah, 90.
I mean, he shouldn't be in the big leagues with a 5-point-something ERA, should he? You've had your chance. You had your shot. That should be enough. But anyway, Braves will be on tomorrow. Round, what, 250, 255, Russ?
250. 250, yep.
For the pregame show, and then the first pitch just after 4. Can't wait for that. And I can't wait for it. Look, I'm griping about him. I'm going to hold my breath after Wilson's finished. I just hope Wilson's finished in the 8th inning and Vizcaino can come out and finish the job. And then Sunday night as well, and we'll have the Hawks coming up tonight. Go Blazers. We need the Blazers to win tonight. Hawks are on a 3-game winning streak, and they are trying to upset the apple cart for that lottery slotting, I guess is the correct term to use, the lottery slotting of where they're going to be slotted once they go into the lottery. But that's kind of the deal. That's kind of what they're doing, and they have been playing good basketball. I keep waiting for Trae Young to wear down. I don't think it's going to happen. He just keeps on going, doesn't he? He's like the Energizer Bunny. He just keeps on going.
And getting better. That's the thing.
Yeah.
He's gotten better over the course of the season. So, You know, we paid our said our apologies to Mike. I think Eddie kind of echoed the same thing when he called in earlier today. Trey Young's a stud. I mean, we've got a star moving forward. I want like four more, but Trey Young's the real deal. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, he is. He's a star player, and put him with one of those kids from Duke, and it's going to be a lot of fun this year. The preference for the Duke players is obvious. Zion Williams first, then R.J. Barrett, then Cam Reddish. I don't think we should be disappointed if they have to, quote-unquote, settle for Cam Reddish or R.J. Barrett, because I think placed on this team, particularly if they were able to get the other pick from Dallas somewhere between 6 and 12, would be a very good haul for the Braves to improve their team and improve their roster and get even better and take it that next step to where they can be even more of a formidable lineup and roster heading into the next season. And Kevin Herter continues to do well, too. And just a fun team to watch. All right, so we got college basketball over the weekend. Tonight, Saturday, Sunday. Do we have any AAF action going on? Are the Legends in action this weekend?
As of today, yeah. You might want to double-check that in the morning. They might fold.
Might fold up. This is what the USFL was, Russ, back 35 years ago. Now we know.
Well, you know, that's sad because the USFL was actually successful, but then they tried to compete with the NFL. This one just never got off the ground.
Would the NFL consider giving a little money to this group?
I would hope so, because I think it would only make their league better, because obviously there's not enough. We talk all the time about quarterbacks and offensive linemen in particular and how much development it takes from the college game to the pro game. There's another layer of development that needs to be there that doesn't exist right now.
I agree. There does need to be a developmental league just like there is in the NBA and like there was in the NFL when they had that World League. I don't know why. I mean, it was an international world league, which was stupid. But that's where they were developing players. They were sending players overseas to Berlin and France and Saskatchewan to go play.
NFL Europe for a little while.
NFL Europe, yeah.
I mean, it's always been a need, but I don't know. I think it's more of a need now than ever before because it's just the college game has just kind of gravitated closer and closer to what you see on Friday nights. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I think the college product on the field's much better, but it's not helping these guys when they get to the pros.
Nope, and it's a shame that. And I feel sorry for that guy who put what $100 million in it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, the Hurricanes owner, $250 million, I think it was, and they made him. The league said that he wasn't bailing them out, but they did make him chairman of the board, and now he's saying the league may fold because he was under the impression that the NFL was going to allocate players to the team.
Well, for him to say that tells you a lot. I mean, when he came out and said that the other day, it was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And he knows now it's $250 million in jeopardy, too.
Yeah, and I think because of the people that were behind it, namely Bill Polian, I am absolutely shocked we're even having this conversation because it just seemed like they would have had their ducks in a row before they tried to do this.
They didn't, though. They didn't.
But, you know, the first time I thought that, you know, this one may not make it is I just out of curiosity, I went online to see how much it would cost to go to an Atlanta Legends game, and I was thinking it'd be $25 or $30, and the best seats are $84.
That's crazy.
Nobody's paying that to go watch that league. I mean, I'd pay $20 to go watch him play. I'm not paying $84.
Well, you hope you don't have to go pay $84 to watch a minor league baseball game. You're certainly not going to do it for minor league football, which is a big question mark, obviously. All right, we're at the Wild Wing Cafe, Lake Joy Road here in Warner Robins, and don't forget the location, of course, in Macon on Riverside Drive, the shops at River Crossing. And come here for the weekend. Great, great, perfect place to come watch the games, and whether it's the Braves tomorrow and Sunday night or the college basketball all weekend long, Hawks tonight, you can watch it here at the Wild Wing Cafe, plus great food, wings, chicken fingers, chicken feathers. Great food here at the Wild Wing Cafe on Lake Joy Road in Warner Robins. We're going to take a break and come back. We're going to replay our interviews from earlier, first with Anthony Dasher from UGASports.com, and then Jonathan Liefeit from GOJackets.com. Back with more sports talk on this Friday right after this.